It's now time for our Perry LeCompton locker room chat here on KNCA 103.9 FM. I am Brandon Tamman. We're now joined by Cause Girls basketball coach. That would be Joey Franzetta. It is brought to you by First State Bank as we continue on. And, Coach, we've now flipped it over to February, and now we're really down the home stretch, final 3 weeks here in the regular season, and we got a lot to catch up on. And let's start with the midseason tournament last week. Chance at what you guys were able to do, getting to the championship game at Jefferson County North, a couple of wins against JCN in Northeast, but ultimately came up just a bit short in the title game to a very good ACCHS team. First, let's start there. You know, take us back to it. What'd you think? What'd you like? And just the overall takeaways from the midseason tourney.
That midseason tournament, it was nice. It was really good for us. I told our girls before we played JCN, you know, kind of what I want out of this tournament is I just want us to get better. Okay, I can care less if we go 3-0, 0-3, 1-2, 2-1. Doesn't really matter. I just want us to be a better team coming out of it. Okay, now I mean I'm pretty happy with the result that we got second place. I mean, you know, that's why you play to win a lot of these games. But, you know, we also accomplished getting to be a better team, which I think is really important. We had a lot of kids step up. We're having a lot more kids being a lot more comfortable in certain roles. And, you know, it's just good. We're starting to slowly see a lot of this work with some of these, especially some of these kids that have had limited varsity experience moving forward. We're starting to see a little bit of improvement from there. You know, when we played Northeast, okay, it was kind of an odd game because we only had a scout on from them from Oskaloosa. So it was a pretty short scout. So our girls did a really good job of adjusting in game. And then, I mean, ACCHS, they're just a good team. I mean, there's not very many teams at this level that have a legitimate post scorer, two legitimate slashers, and a kid that can light it up from downtown. So, I mean, they're a good team. They're going to make a lot of noise in their sub-state and I mean, they're probably one of the favorites out of that sub-state to make a state run. So, I mean, they're a good team. There's no shame in losing to them, but, you know, I'm super proud of our girls. They've came a long ways in a year.
Yeah, and I feel like it's been kind of night and day difference. You guys have been playing much better basketball, and you really didn't have a whole lot of time to sit on that second place finish. You got right back into the second half of the Big Seven schedule on Tuesday at home against Jefferson West, and you guys got the Tigers this time around. First time in December, Jeff West won it by 15. You guys win it Tuesday night, 30-28. What was different in the second meeting here?
Well, I mean, we'll state the obvious. I mean, Jeff West not having Stones is a big deal. I mean, she's a good player for them. You know, but on top of that, they had a really good game plan coming in. Okay, they were going to slow the game down. They were going to try to make it as kind of nasty on defense as you could. They ran this kind of little 2-1-2 that we haven't seen a whole lot on film. So it really forced us into making adjustments, and our kids were able to make adjustments. I mean, it came down. We knocked down free throws at the end, and then we were able to get a really big rebound at the end of the game. So, you know, it's a good win for us. I mean, obviously, you turn around 17-point swing. I mean, that's nice. So, you know, our girls are improving. We're getting a little bit better every day. So that's all I really care about right now.
And now coming up, you get a second go-around with Hiawatha. Hiawatha coming off a loss to, of course, the best team right now in the Big Seven. That is Nemaha Central on it Tuesday night. And, you know, you saw this team not more than 2 weeks ago. Hiawatha won the first meeting back on the 20th. That was 38-24. How do you kind of reset, put that one behind, and try to get this one here coming up on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. I was actually talking to the guy who broadcast our game. It's kind of a weird game because, I mean, we played 2 weeks ago, but in this two-week span, we each have three tournament games and a regular season game down our belt. So it's weird because you feel like you played them yesterday, but, I mean, you look them down and you're like, well, I mean, it was 4 games ago. So I think the biggest thing with us is we got to take care of the ball. I mean, that is what starts and ends with us right now is if we take care of the ball. If we take care of the ball, we're going to be in a good spot at the end of the game. If we don't take care of the ball, we're going to struggle, and that's in my opinion, that's what the ultimate, you know, turning point was last game. Is we went on a stretch when we just couldn't take care of the ball. I mean, we were even with them for a long period of time, but, you know, you can't have these periods where it looks like we lose our mind and it looks like we haven't played basketball before. So, you know, just being consistent, making sure we're putting the ball where we need to put the ball, you know, making sure we know our scout, making sure we don't let shooters go. You know, that's going to be the key for us.
There it is, Joey Francena, Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach, coming off a win on Tuesday against Jeff West by 2. They get back to it on Friday at Hiawatha. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you.